Come on. Come on. Oh, jeez. I'm not here. Come on. Come on. You'll have to come back later. Come on, shark. Oh, son of a... Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Game Podunk Cast. I'm your host, Jordan Haygood, and joining me today is not Marshall, but we still have Corn. Always.
Yay!
We'll always
I'm going
have Corn.
First all these times.
Perfect attendance. That's, yeah, it'd be nice. Don't get used to it.
Oh.
And Barrel.
Yep.
Sup. All right. Well, what have you been playing?
Corn.
Yeah, Corn. You've been playing stuff?
Nothing too interesting. I have got games hurtling through space and time towards me at this very moment. So next week, maybe.
From the future?
I don't know, kind of.
Digital?
Kind
of or sideways. Physical?
Physical, because, like, I get, like, 20 gigs of data a week. So I'm downloading something.
Just making sure.
I mean, I did put in a bit of Just Cause 2, but that's just, like, whatever I'm bored of, throwing a bit of that.
While you wait.
Yeah, I'm, like, 30% in after, like, too many hours, I think.
But the story, it's so important.
Oh, I don't think any story where the end mission is you riding on top of nuclear missiles can be judged as important.
It is very important. It's a metaphor, no, I don't know.
It's something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But that's it?
Is that the only game?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've been doing other things.
Oh
good.
You know what?
You have a life, I guess.
Mr. Important.
What about you, Beryl?
Primarily, messed around with my Japanese account on my PlayStation 3 Vita. And so I was playing Phantasy Star Online 2, since that's free to play on Vita. And that was fun. I mean, played a bit with Marshall, but, I mean, he's not here to confirm that, so I could be lying.
I don't believe you.
Okay. And I also played some other games. There's a lot of free Japanese PSN Plus games, which is why I took advantage of them. There's, like, a 15-day trial. I was just messing around. I was like, oh, Japan has decent stuff, like Rayman Origins and... a million vision novels that most people could not understand. But I don't know. Messed around with some stuff. Like some stuff. May have imported one or two things because I like their demos. And that's it.
Why not? That's it?
Yep.
Alright, Marshall. Oh, wait. Me. What have you been playing, me? Well, let's see. Animal Crossing? Who would have thought? But that's actually not my main addiction for the week.
What?
Usually I play it every day for hours
convinced.
On end. But
I think you are lying, but tell me the game anyway.
Well, as soon as I bought it, I've been playing a whole lot of it. It's Project Cross Zone.
Oh.
Or X Zone, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Project it's Cross.
Triple X, no. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd play that.
Yeah, it's the ultimate crossover, all right. Anyway, yeah, it's really fun, and it's in Japanese. Like, I mean, not the text is in English, but they as far as I know, they didn't like give it an English dub or anything.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense.
And it's limited edition. I assume there's not a whole lot of copies.
Actually, they're standard copies. I got ripped off by Newegg. It's like, you want a limited edition? Well, too bad. Even if you pre-ordered the game way before.
I don't know. I bought the game at my job, and the only thing they had was a limited edition, and it was the same price as a normal copy would usually cost. So I didn't know if there was any regular ones.
Yeah, it's random.
They better be cheaper or whatever.
Same
but problem. Yeah, it's a good game, and it's.
How far did you get? Because I'm playing a bit of that. I might be playing that as we speak.
Maybe. Yep. Let's see. I think I'm on chapter 5.
Oh, okay. So pretty close.
After getting through the billion prologues.
Yep.
But yeah, other than that, I've been playing a little bit more of Mario 3D Land, and I'm almost on World 6 already. So almost done with that game. I think that might be it.
Okay.
I might be forgetting something, but that's not important.
Probably.
Well, yeah, let's move on. So I was talking about addictions, about being addicted to Project Crosszone and Animal Crossing before that. Well, I still kind of am addicted to Animal Crossing, but what games do you guys get addicted to? What games are hard to put down that you just you sink hours into it before you even realize that you've been playing it all day?
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Not
okay,
really.
Moving on.
Games.
It's a game we drink enough.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if you really comfort.
Nothing. I didn't just keep going.
I was gonna say it's not a game you exactly comprehend after a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, Minecraft, I guess for me, maybe. Yeah, I mean, maybe. This isn't the technical term of addiction. These are games we played a lot. I didn't, have withdrawals or anything. I may have also written a blog saying I'd never play it again, and then played it again as soon as I finished.
That was great. You're like, man, Terraria is just so much better, and then you're like, and I'm back to Minecraft.
Yes.
I just can't get away.
Games like that. Recently moved over to the next site.
Games that just don't end. It's easy to get addicted to those kind of things. Like Animal Crossing, you can't beat that game, so you just go through every day, going through your routines and doing stuff, trying to pay off everything, and it just kind of,
like
you know,
real life.
Yeah.
But with animals.
If the game ended, I probably would have beaten it by now. Like, you know, if it had a story and you sink like 20 hours and you're done. But no, it doesn't end, so I don't stop playing it. Project Crosszone will probably end, and then I'll stop playing.
We'll see if you beat it. Whatever. I'm not convinced you'll beat it.
I will.
I hear it's a pretty long game, so I'm not convinced.
Well, I bought it, so if I rented it, then I probably wouldn't, but I've got time. But yeah, what else do you guys...
We want some Barrow now.
Okay. Well, I personally, going back to the strategy, strategy RPGs are basically my favorite genre, and I have a very strange addiction to them. Like, I lose so much time in them. It's like, because a lot of their battles are really, like, slow pace, but like they're, if you like them, you'll be like 40 minutes goodbye, like they're nothing. Like what? Oh yeah, that happened.
Yeah,
you'll play like Jeez. Fire Emblem, for example. Like, but yeah,
it's night.
But I know a lot of Shin Megami Tensei games are like that for me as well. Like Persona 4 and 3, definitely. It's like oh, I just gotta go through a few more days, and then they're like, oh, a few more hours. It's like, oh man, maybe I should just wrap this up. Maybe some little bit of dungeon crawling, and I'll be good for the day. They're like, oh, but there's a new event that opened up. Oh, those games.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, when I'm playing, I always want to do just a little bit more, just get a little bit more out of my day or whatever.
Yeah.
5 more minutes. It's like when you go to sleep, it's like, oh, just 5 more minutes, and you wake up like 5 hours later. It's like,
I can do a little bit of preparation. Like, oh, this is just something I can do easily on the side. And
yeah.
And I should just go in and do a few more floors. I should level up. Alright, I've done all the floors I can at this level.
Okay, let's move on. I can do this. I can do this.
Like, oh, but Elizabeth's got some more quests. Maybe I can do those.
I think for a lot of people, Skyrim's a good example. I know a lot of people have sunk so many hours. And then they're like, oh, I'm bored with this character. Let's make a new one and start over. Like,
yep.
They don't even beat the game. They just keep starting over and over again until they get bored again and then start over.
I am bored with Minecraft Skyrim now. Didn't take me too long, to be honest, but whatever.
Like two hours.
Some people it takes like 500 hours to get bored.
I did my main, the Khorne character I have stayed loyal to throughout all this time. I did like the Warriors, then all the Companions Guild and all that crap, main story, and it wasn't too fascinating. Then I went and I was a thief, and I did that, and I was like a mage for 2 hours, and I'm like, is this kind of shit, and stop doing that, and I'm done.
Yeah, ooh.
Even though technically I probably could have done all that in the same character, because there's no actual like entrance requirements for any of these things. You have to be a thief. You don't have to actually know how to sneak, but it's recommended.
Just
massacre all the guards and take the stuff you want.
You just run up to them and one check, like thief.
it's just all those kinds of games. The Elder Scrolls, Fallout, just. These open world kind of, I don't know, they're hard to actually get through. Like, you just have to keep doing things, and then you just keep playing it. Sometimes you get bored, you know, and sometimes you do go straight through and beat the game and then be done with it. But a lot of people sink so many hours into that, and they just can't stop.
They gotta fill every part of the map. They gotta do every quest that pops up.
But I have a quest. I can't stop before I finish this, and then before they finish it, they get another quest and another quest.
Yep.
Come on. I have to do all of them, you know.
And then they realize that one, two of those quests are bugged, and then they realize they can never finish them. So that did happen. Okay.
I guess we learned something.
Yep.
Do tell. What happened?
Bethesda.
Yep.
That's all you have to say.
Happened with me Bethesda. In Borderlands 2 and some other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Borderlands is interesting. I played the first one, and the reason I'm not so sure I'm getting the second one is just because there came a point where I'm like, I'm doing all these side missions. I don't think I enjoy them, but I have to do them all. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, something about free stuff, I guess, or loot after hard work.
I think you'd like, Borderlands 2 is a big improvement over the original.
Yeah.
Even if it's more of the same, it's still definitely much more refined.
I am considering getting it.
Okay. And it should be cheap.
I'm kind of waiting for like a Game of Year edition so I get all the DLC at once.
Yeah.
Probably smart.
Yeah. Because a lot of it looks good. Mm. What else is there? There's an upcoming addiction, I guess, for me, is Tug, the untitled game.
You already know.
Made by... Unless it falls flat on its face, then probably. which it still could do. It's entering alpha early this month, well, next month for you guys, because you're a day ahead behind. It will be this month by the time it's released.
What is this game? What type of game, actually, should I ask?
It's Minecraft-esque, but it's quite different from Minecraft. For starters, the world actually has, like, a lore to it, so it's not just, you know, hey, pistons exist now, it's, like, you know, reasons for everything. It's also a lot more, you know, physics-based and more realistic, I guess, in certain senses. Like, it's voxel-based, but they kind of smooth out the voxel, so on the terrain, it's quite looks a lot more natural than Minecraft. It's just block high hills and stuff.
Alright. And randomly generated and whatnot?
Yep.
Alright.
It's just about to enter alpha. I'm not going to jump in the alpha because it sounds like it's just, you know, creative mode and everything, and I kind of got bored of Minecraft's alpha quite quick, so I'd rather just jump in the beta when there's more stuff for me to actually do. So I'm going to wait until that's out. End of this year, beginning next year, I think. We'll see. There's a few videos up. Nerd Kingdom is the dudes behind it, so you go Google them, throw them into YouTube. You should come up with some stuff. It looks promising.
Alright.
We'll see.
Look into it.
I don't get happy about things often, so it'll probably explode in my face.
And you'll be depressed.
I know a lot of people get addicted to MMOs. Really addicted.
Don't understand that. I'm just...
I don't either. Like, I was playing, actually, you go first. I already got my thought in my head, but you can continue.
Alright, fine. The combat needs to be super good for me to really invest in a game. Like, just the core gameplay needs to be of a high standard, and MMOs never have that, almost.
Yep.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff I care about. It's just like, yeah, this is... Click on a dude and attack him, and then I'll click 5 on my hotbar key, and I'll do a slashing move. I could do this for years.
Yep. Like, I was playing the FF14 Realm Reborn beta, like, after getting off Phantasy Star Online 2, which, I mean, they're not really... Phantasy Star Online 2 isn't really an MMO, it's basically an action RPG, but things that it's in an online setting, and it's kind of like, I get off, it's like, yeah, this feels like a real action RPG, and then I play up Realm Reborn, and it's like, this feels like a cooldown game. And... I don't know.
Neverwinter hides its cooldowns quite well. But not well enough for me to invest like 400 hours in it.
I mean, honestly, so does Realm Reborn, but it's kind of like they're fast. It's like you're much more active in pressing buttons. But I know what I'm doing at the end of the day when I'm playing that game. It's like you can make me press these buttons faster, but I still feel this is a boring MMO combat type of thing. But I don't know. I mean, a lot of people can get really into that. Like, I think FF14 can definitely like do that because it seems like it has a pretty interesting setting and a lot of lore with it. I don't know.
Warcraft.
It's like a million quests, and I'm sure people going crazy with that.
I'm not opposed to MMOs. Like, I did play multiplayer on Minecraft for a bit until griefers decided that my really big house decided a little bit of leveling, and then I kind of left. Like, I mean, there's, what is it, Titan? I think Titanfall's not really an MMO, but, like, I'll probably get into that, maybe. What's the one of Division? The Division. Could be, maybe, average. I'll probably look at it. I'm trying to think of games I've been addicted to. I mean, Monster Hunter, maybe-ish. It's not really an addiction, it's kind of like, you know, I'm going to try and beat that monster today. Because I didn't do it yesterday. Because it kind of killed me yesterday.
It's the routine.
Yeah. It's like a slow march of progress. Unless I can get someone to actually play with me, which I can't anymore because they've all stopped, but whatevers. What else have I needed to do?
Talking about MMOs, I remember this video I saw where it was this man and this woman who met on World of Warcraft, and then they ended up getting married, and... I think they may have had a World of Warcraft wedding too, like something in the game. And then you see them married, and they're just both in the same room on a separate computer just playing World of Warcraft all day. Newlyweds. I guess they're having their honeymoon on the game, I don't know.
I guess. That sounds awful. Sounds like the most boring thing ever.
Yeah, but it says something about addiction. I mean, you know they're addicted.
Yeah.
You know, tons of people are addicted to that game. Like that guy on South Park. Who's just the kind of person who's just being a douchebag. Fat guy who doesn't really do anything but play the game.
I don't even... I can... In general, I'm not a big fan of just sitting down for very long periods of time. I know when I do that, my brain's just like, nope, off, going to sleep. If you sit down, you're asleep. So I just... I'll like pop down like 2, maybe 3 hours if I'm really into something, but I mean, that's about it.
Yeah, it's hard to just do one thing for too long, unless you have to do it like, you know, work. If you have to work, but if you're playing a game, laying down, playing something for hours, your body is probably gonna wanna do something else.
Yeah,
but, I mean, even playing Animal Crossing, I play it and then I set it down for maybe 10, 20 minutes to go do something, and then I play a little bit more. It's not like I do it all the time.
I know a lot of people do that. Like, not, I mean, like, a lot of people can just power through.
Yeah.
Like, a game. Like, I personally leave my games idle all the time, because I just, for like absolute random reasons, I'll be like, okay, I'll put it down. Just do something random. I don't know, pick up some weights or walk around. I don't know, but yeah. Something to make my eyes less piercing red. But yeah, I don't know. More game addictions. I mean, MMOs, main RPGs. I know open world. Well, we cover that for RPG wise, but sandbox
open
kind of
worlds
stuff.
And yeah, open world in general. I mean, it's open world, so you do anything. You kind of do it for a while.
Like I know, Just Cause. It's like people just like causing destruction, like for no reason.
Oh, I love just exploding things.
Like attach this to this, just because. Good. Who cares about physics?
Yeah.
GTA. Just nobody gets through the story. They just spend hours killing people, just having fun in the world.
Yeah. That's
As far as those games, they're not really an addiction. I just kind of like, you know, I just feel like messing around in the game for a bit. I'll just shoot one up and play that. I mean, load one up, not take drugs. But,
what were you saying, Barrel?
I already forgot.
Damn it.
But, well, for people who like to play competitive things, like, I know people definitely like shooters online. I know I personally like just going. Every now and then, it's like, I have this evening, and it's like, I don't want to play an RPG. I just want to kill some people. Well, more like, I want to beat up some people in mind games on fighting games. So, no, I'll play, like, a bunch of Persona 4 Arena or, like, BlazBlue, stuff like that. I'll just lose an entire evening like that. And, like, as soon as you get momentum when you're playing that, it's very easy to just lose a night just playing matches, be like, another one, it's like, oh, that guy was pretty good. I want to see if I can get him again. You're like, stuff like that.
And as soon as you start losing momentum, you try even harder to get it back.
Oh, yeah.
But I can do this. I can pull this fucking combo off. Just give me two more shots.
Like, or stuff like that. It's like, I got to end this now on a good note. You just got to keep playing. Oh, well.
A lot of people get addicted to just multiplayer in general. It isn't really a specific game. It's just, yeah, you want to play, and then it's fun to play with somebody else that you just play forever. It's like, okay, I think we gotta stop. No, it's only 5 a.m. Let's just keep going.
That's one more match of zombies. I'm sure we could just totally beat this round. We'll do better this time, I swear.
The worst is Planet Side 2, because that doesn't actually technically end. It's just three forces vying for power for forever.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of hard to measure progress in that type of game. Like, yeah, just keep, like, going.
You spend like 3 hours working with everyone, try to capture this one point, and you're like, all right, done, captured it. I'm off to sleep. Wake up the next day, and it's recaptured by someone else. And gotta capture it again.
All
right. Get it back. Even though I kind of sucked at that game, so I kind of stopped.
I sometimes, I used to have addictions to Sims and Sim City, like
Sims bored me really.
Series.
So many ways to kill them.
Yeah, it's not like one of the long addictions. It's I do stuff, I raise my skill levels and whatever, and then at some point it's like, okay, I have the best job. I can't really get any better, so whatever. That's like just a couple of weeks after playing it. And SimCity, you try to keep from failing and whatever. It's and he's like, I'm not a good mayor. Let's just quit.
Actually, yeah, SimCity is quite a good example of just like, all right, I just need to install this, and then everything will be good. All right. Okay, now they just need
to fix this.
Yeah, I just need to raise taxes a little, save up for this, and I'll improve your power situation. All right.
Like, oh, I got surplus this. It's like, well, I might as well put these down first, and then get this out of the way.
One of the only instances where you can be addicted to being mayor.
Well,
that and Animal Crossing, yeah. Those are the only two instances. I'm sure there are others. It's so fun in games. Then you
Tropico?
Strive to be
addicted to being a dictator.
Yeah. Gotta.
There's plenty of examples.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
I did play quite a bit of Company of Heroes, the first one. I am looking at getting into the second one at some point, but I will wait a bit. I mean, a friend pretty much every night load up, we'll play that. Since he's not here, I'll just say that I won a lot.
You're just better than him.
I just destroyed him. It was almost unfair. That's why we stopped playing. It was just sad, just to roll over him so much. Oh God, I better turn things around if I come here first too. I think that's more exhausted them all the addiction games.
Yeah, I mean, and
Fun
honestly,
than them all.
and it's hard to think of like the I don't know, I keep thinking of games that are just, I keep playing it because I want to know what happens next in the story. Like, I wouldn't say it's addicted so much to the game, just, oh, I need to know what's next. Sometimes you get addicted just because of the way the game is. Other times you just like when you're reading a book and you're just like, okay, what happens in the next chapter? I gotta know. I guess it's a different situation, but I don't know.
Actually, everyone reminds me of one example that will make me sound super nerdy, but those Atelier games are cocaine. Like, I know a lot of people are a lot more familiar with Rusteteer. It's kind of a similar type of appeal. You sort of you run dungeons, you like get insert items, you clean up. Like for Atelier games specifically, it's like you're always working towards something, and you're always making something to benefit you. Like Atelier Meru was that in particular, where like you would basically it'd be part sim, part I don't know, persona, part whatever. But it's like you were managing relationships, you were constantly expanding the kingdom, you were making a million other items. You're like, oh, I just gotta make one more thing, just one more thing. And it's a game you think you shouldn't like, but then you realize you put way too much time in it. And I won't tell you how much time I put into it. But it was a lot.
Simulators, people tend to get addicted to that, like
Oh, farming simulator.
oh boy.
Yeah. Gotta harvest damn crops. I actually played a bit of that and I moderately enjoyed it. But I'm never paying for it.
Monster.
I mean, I'm never buying it. I play the
Oh.
demo. Move
What
on.
if it what if it's $2 on Steam?
Yeah.
I live amongst farmland. I don't really want to do the work involved with it.
But yeah, stuff like Game Dev Story. Jason got me into that, and I kind of got addicted for a while.
I
It's
think I
stuff like that. It's
did
just like,
as
okay,
well.
gotta make a game. Gotta make this game. Gotta do this, do
Problem is, it's
that.
hard to tell retroactively how much time you spend on a game. It's
Yeah.
like Game Dev Story. I think I spend a lot, but I can't quite remember.
Yeah, well. I know those social games definitely get a lot. It's because, like, a lot of the environment you would play them in, it's like things are like, oh, just passing time on, oh, no,
Yeah.
public
I'm alone.
transportation. And you're like, I guess no biggie. Or I'm waiting for someone to appear. Then you're just popping by. It's like 20 minutes, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes here. And you're like, I have done jack crap for the past 3 months. And I've only been, doing the routinely whatever.
Yeah, and Facebook games.
Although
Those
I
are
don't want to get.
designed to be addicting, so that's kind of
Yeah.
different. Yeah, they're designed to be a problem.
Yeah. They should be stopped.
You need insert X amount of time to wait so you can make this.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. If you're not playing a game for fun, you should probably stop playing it. Or entertainment, I guess, if I'm bring up another blog I wrote about.
Sometimes you just have to
So.
stop and think, is there a point in playing this game? Is this game just a game?
Am I just killing time or am I
Yeah.
enjoying it? Dun dun dun.
There's a
Life's all
difference.
about just killing time. Oh,
Yep.
well.
Kill that bastard. I know rhythm games can get pretty addicting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, I got addicted. I bought Elite Beat Agents, and I never actually owned my own copy before, so I bought that for less than $5 at my job. Saw it on clearance, so I was like, oh, dude, hell yeah. So I bought it and I was like, okay, I'm gonna play this a little bit. And then I ended up going through like the whole game on one mode. I was like, all right, now let's play the first level of the next mode and see how I do. Just okay, I gotta stop.
Like, am I better at this game now that I've played through things? Like, oh, this is high rank and whatever. Like, oh, I'm not a wimp anymore. I can do easy. Or I can do medium mode now. Or like, oh, this is pretty hard. And you're like, okay, I did that. I'm like, man, but I'm feeling pretty good about my skills now. I'll play on hard. You're like,
Yeah, it's kind of that way with Guitar Hero as well. When I got my first Guitar Hero, which was the third one, I was just like, okay, I've played this game a few times at Walmart, and I think I do pretty good on medium. So I go through medium. I was like, okay, I'm doing pretty good. Let's do hard, and okay, let's do expert. And just
and it gets all the
go.
more worse when you have like
It's
group
like,
gatherings
why
for
am I
rock band,
doing
whatever.
this? Yeah. And then they bring in all the other instruments. So you're like, okay, I gotta perfect this instrument. I gotta perfect this instrument. Now I gotta do singing.
Now I'm gonna pull this crap away.
Yep, and then it's gonna be locked in a closet and we'll never
Well,
realize we own this.
that's where it is. Except for my drums, because they broke being used so much.
Don't know. I think we've exhausted the topic. I mean, if we want to make it short.
Yeah, let's not get too addicted to
People
this
get
topic.
addicted. Oh.
That joke made me cry.
Good.
Okay. Then, how does about we move on? Let's go ahead and. We only have one question. So
You
let's
guys
get
are
that out of the
really
way.
letting us down.
Yeah, maybe it was our fault. Maybe we answered too many last week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it just kind of appears like TK had a bunch and
Yeah.
then PQ had one
Yeah.
a little
And
after.
of course, two were directed to me, one was directed at Marshall, so I just threw those in. So, yeah. This one's just one. Let's get it out of the way. Well, I should probably say this is from Kikyu. She asks, has there ever been a game that made you cry? For good or bad reasons,
No.
whether it was a happy or a sad ending.
I've never cried in my life.
No soul.
Mr. Tough Guy, we got a badass here.
Yeah.
I've gotten a
New
little
Zealand.
close in a few games. Mega Squad 3 near the end, I was kind of like, ooh, I could, but I won't.
I
Maybe.
don't know if I've actually. I can't remember the last time I actually cried, but I have felt pretty sad in some moments. I guess you'd say close to tearing up. Like,
Aeris.
huh?
Spoilers, Aeris
Oh,
dies.
yeah, that. I don't
That
know.
happened.
Yeah.
Now I've got no
It's
fucking healer.
like.
That was a pain.
Give her a Phoenix down. Solve your problem. But yeah, Silent Hill games. I think. Usually it was just like, oh, that's depressing. But like, I think the one that really made me kind of sad, like. Oh man, that's really sad. Was Shattered Memories. I'm not gonna spoil it. I mean, I know it's been out for a while, but if you're interested in knowing,
Pyramid Head is the father.
if you're interested in knowing how the story concludes and why I find it to be a sad ending, look it up.
UFO ending
Or
really made
play
me
it
tear
if
up.
you have a Wii or a PS, whatever it's on. I don't know.
I think most of those ports are pretty bad, actually, as I'm.
Most of the ports.
Yeah, so
So,
stick to the
yeah.
Wii.
Stick to the Wii. Yeah, and the twisted ending of Silent Hill 2, yeah, it didn't make me cry or tear up or anything, but it was kind of sad.
Dog ending maybe tear up.
Yeah. Well, is that not the only ending?
The only it's true ending, so I
Yes,
mean it's the only one that
the
got me emotionally worked up.
true. Yeah. And for reasons
Gotcha.
for reasons I won't say, due to yet again spoilers, Xenoblade had some sad parts because of the
Yep.
story stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, one of them's actually pretty early in.
Yeah. So yes, when you start the game, play for an hour or so, and you'll already be crying.
all.
You'll see.
Maybe.
If, play it, if you find it, or maybe Gamefly has some, I don't know.
Maybe.
Get Gamefly just for that game. And other rare games like that. Anything else?
Well, for me personally, like, it's kind of similar to Corns. Like, I've gotten super close to, like, the waterworks, but they didn't actually happen. Like, I don't know, like, I was playing Shadow Hearts Covenant, like, both those endings, as two endings, and I would say they're both not exactly how I would define happy. One of them is, one of them isn't, but they are very emotional for very different reasons. And, I don't know, like, I was really attached to the main character. I mean, oh, spoilers, although, not really. I mean, it does end, so it's a trilogy ending. But, I don't know. Also, for not exactly sad reasons, but I kind of was like, oh, man, this game's over, like, with, like, Dakota 4. Like,
why does it have to end? It's,
like, I know Korn's like, oh, yeah, I might have to play that game, but I know personally, it's like, when I got near the end, I was like, oh, man, this game's really coming to an end. It's like, and I put a lot of time into this, and yet I still feel like I could get some more time out of this. Still want some more time. And I know even playing like Persona 4 Golden, there's like some extra scenes. I was like, oh man, this game's actually coming to an end again. It's like, I put a ridiculous amount of time, but I still like the cast, still like the story, like the gameplay. It's like, there goes my addiction, I guess. There goes, now I'm going to be a productive member of society again. That's unfortunate.
I'm just kind of struggling here to think of games that made me emotional.
Yeah, there's some instances I know that I got close or actually cried for something, but I can't remember if they were games or not. So I'm trying to remember.
I mean, I remember I started, like, back at the time, like, Final Fantasy X kind of had a very emotional ending.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And while I don't look at 10 as fondly as I do as nowadays, but like at the time, like I thought it was pretty sad. Like 10's ending, not a very happy one.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing.
I mean, that's why people are willing to go through a lot of garbage for a not so great extended ending. 10-2.
What do you mean? That game was brilliant.
I mean, it was gameplay. It was actually better than 10, arguably the core gameplay.
But some things,
arguably, yes.
Presentation and whatnot. So some of the presentation and whatnot.
Oh, well.
Kind of odd, but, you know, whatever. That's beside the point. Let's see. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just popped into my mind. Skyward Sword had something that was kind of saddening at the end. Sort of. Just, I guess, you know. You'd have to have played it to know what I'm talking about, but there's actually something in that game that's sad. That I found sad nowadays. But yeah. That's all I'm gonna talk about for now. It's the only last game I could think of. So, hey! Do you have anything for New Zealand this time?
Go!
New Zealand's relatively boring, as always.
What is the most sad thing about New Zealand? What is the thing that makes you cry about New Zealand?
Yeah.
I can't say junkie. Don't say junkie. Winston Peters. Jeez. What does make me sad about New Zealand? Our internet?
That's definitely something to be sad about. I just want to play a game. Can't you work?
And then you cry for happy reasons. It's good.
The speeds are alright. Maybe not compared to you guys, but they're fine for me.
It's the cap that gets you.
Yeah, it's the fucking cap, yeah. $95 for 50 gigabytes data.
Ridiculous.
I might just get rid of my home line and just make it super cheap and get like 150 or something.
Yeah.
Just like I can shoot your force and they last longer than 2 days. Nope. Oh, I looked at a video, now all my data's gone.
awful. I don't know how you get 50 gigs. And that's split between, like, several people. That's the worst part.
Let's not talk about it. I don't want to cry.
But we need to know. Since we kind of dodged a crying topic, we need to find it in other ways. Like New Zealand.
Oh, Bachelor got voted off X Factor. That's very sad. I mean, no one in that show is going to go anywhere, as is tradition with New Zealand talent shows. Congratulations, you won. Now your sole claim to fame is randomly appearing on skits every now and again.
Is there a New Zealand's Got Talent?
Yes. I haven't heard of any of them yet after that happened, but I guess it's been sort of recent. Nothing's going to happen from that, is it? But I still like how everyone's kind of in denial. Like, the judges are like, "You don't worry, you've got the exposure you've needed. You'll make it big." No, don't lie to them. Some of them will go back. Like, some of them have bands, and they're just going to go back and be obscure indie bands that no one's heard of.
Happy talk about New Zealand, I guess.
It's making me cry.
You're going nowhere if you're on these talent shows. How about you go somewhere else?
I mean, to be fair, Kimbra did kind of become super famous, and she's from Hamilton, so I guess that is an uplifting tale of succeeding through adversity. Cause Hamilton.
Do you have any material that you were thinking about mentioning last year? Do you have any material you think about last week that you want to mention this week?
What was I talking about last week?
I don't know. We kept cutting you off like a million times, so you didn't have any order. Those other weeks, you had like any burning questions or answers?
Nope. Nothing's going on as it usually does. Nope. I still like how we kind of went like, no gay marriage, and you guys are kind of like, sort of-ish, maybe-ish, slightly closer to that, maybe-ish, sort of. There you go. Progress.
America. That's how it goes. Yeah. Unfortunately. But, you need to have one foreign language word of the day before we wrap this up.
Yep.
Time we Google things.
You
know. I'm just trying to think of a good one, actually. So I just got to the really mundane sh**. What haven't I used? I said hi and New Zealand. There's also... What's a good one? What is a good one? Oh, this is f***ing useless, isn't it? Yes. Mate. Yeah. Mate, you're dreaming. That's an Aussie thing, don't worry.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I know those words.
Yeah, put me off with retainer. Anyway.
It's gotta be the best word. It's like Velociraptor in New Zealand.
That's a little difficult since I don't think we really had them here.
What? Useless. Big. I don't know, some slang term, I guess.
Just say something.
See, like, if it was Murray Language Week, I would be all over this, but it's not, so. Sorry, guys. I'm from Christchurch. We're not allowed to be ethnic.
Yeah.
Well, that was self-deprecating, wasn't it? Oh, this hungy.
Oh,
just popped into my head. Traditional way of cooking food.
Yeah.
They throw it in the ground and they cook it down there. There's also iwi.
Iwi? Is that like kiwi without the K?
No, it means like people. Or like married people, maybe. I don't know.
So it's kiwi. Right?
It is.
There.
There's a tangi. There's tapu for sacred. Hey! Tapu means sacred. So I wonder what Tai Tapu is. Or Tai Tap, as we call it in the streets.
In the hood.
It's a whānau, which is family. That's enough. That's a few words for you guys.
Nope.
I don't have to do it for a few weeks now.
Okay. So much for that. I think that's a wrap.
Have fun making something useful out of that, Jordan.
That's a wrap. That's enough words for me. I'll figure out what you said later.
Google Translate. This is not appropriate for podcasts.
Just bleep it all out.
Yep.
No. All right, well, with that, I think we're done.
Bye.
We'll see you next week, or not see you, but you'll hear us next week.
We'll see you.
Bye.
I'll
Yeah, we'll
see
see
you.
you. We'll see you, whether you know it or not.